It is Tuesday, August 14th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Dr. Charles A. White Periodontics and Dental Implants, a regional practice offering periodontal care to new and existing patients for over 25 years. Information regarding appointments and consultation, gum grafting, computer-guided dental implants, and minimally invasive laser therapy is available at drcawhite.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, grabbing a resource located below a landfill. And Shane Broadway, the interim director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, discusses the expansion of lottery scholarship winners to non-traditional students.
But first, nearly 31% of adult Arkansans are considered obese. That's according to data released yesterday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The figures are part of the center's 2011 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, a telephone survey conducted monthly by the center. Arkansas is one of 12 states with more than 30% of its adult population considered obese. Arkansas's adult obesity rate is still below the national average of 36%. States with a higher prevalence of adult obesity than Arkansas include Alabama, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. 2011 was the first year the survey incorporated cell phones in the survey sample audience, so past survey results are not directly comparable. However, the center's 2010 results showed that just over 30% of Arkansans were obese.
Recently resurrected plans to expand the Crawford County Jail on its current site in Van Buren have been taken back to the drawing board. County Judge John Hall says that the jail's current location effectively killed the plans to add one to two stories to the 88-bed, one-story structure.
The existing jail is right in the middle of the historic district of Van Buren. We've got the historic Main Street. Right at the end of that, we've got the courthouse. We've got the Drennan Scott House on top of the hill. We've got a couple other buildings that are getting ready to be refurbished and put into the historic thing. And we actually are real proud of the fact that the city of Van Buren is a hub of historical activity. And to build this three-story jail right in the middle of it is not conducive to the tourists and the people that we want to bring in. The mayor, in my conversation with him and other city officials that are leaders here, has indicated to me that they will not support any kind of an additional structure inside that zone.
Hall says the county normally has up to 120 people incarcerated at any given time. Although some inmates are housed at the Washington County Jail in Fayetteville, Hall says that housing inmates elsewhere is not a permanent solution.
We're in the process right now of trying to look at what other options we have, either whether we want to move it, you know, in another location in town, maybe a location out of town, what we're going to do with the existing jail that's there. We can't walk off and leave it. It's a good structure. We're going to have to put something in it. We've got ideas about that. By the first October, we will have a package put together of what we're going to build, where we're going to build it, and what it's going to cost.
He says that if plans for a new county jail are finished by October, those plans will be taken to voters for approval and possible funding. Sidewalk improvements will close a lane of College Avenue in Fayetteville through the end of this month. The city began work yesterday replacing sidewalks between Meadow and Mountain Streets. Crews will work along the stretch between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., and though the outer southbound lane will be closed during work hours, it will reopen at night.
Last week, the city of Taneytown got one step closer to allowing Sunday liquor sales in the city. Mayor Tommy Granata says that the city council circulated two petitions within the city pertaining to Sunday liquor sales.
We're just kind of aware of the number of people that go through town that go to Oklahoma to purchase liquor on Sunday and thought maybe they just might go ahead and get caught up a little bit of the revenue stream and we can get some of the money as well as letting it go out of state.
Both initiatives received the necessary 127 signatures to move forward to a vote in November. Granada says that the wet-dry vote in Benton County had no impact on the city's decision to bring the issue to voters.
One was more or less a item to clean up the city codes to have a restaurant, like if you go to a number of restaurants around on Sunday, you can get you a mixed drink with your meal if you wish to have it. And we didn't have that on our code as stated as clearly as what it needed to be. So the on-premise Sunday conception was for something pertaining to that. The other one is pertaining to off-premise liquor sales on Sunday, which means where our facilities in Taneytown that we have could sell liquor on Sunday.
He says he has seen more support for Sunday liquor sales than opposition. In Northwest Arkansas, Taneytown is not the only city seeking Sunday liquor sales. The Springdale Liquor Association has been collecting signatures to get the issue of Sunday liquor sales on the Springdale ballot.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won last night, defeating Frisco 4-3. The Rough Riders kept the Naturals scoreless until the fourth, but one run in the bottom of the inning, two in the seventh, and then one in the eighth put the Naturals on top to win the game. It was the final of a three-game series at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. After a week at home, the Naturals are going back on the road. They face the Rockhounds at 6:30 Wednesday night in Midland, Texas.
The Razorback men's basketball team picked up its second win Monday in its four-game tour of Italy. The Hogs beat Atletas of Lithuania with a final score of 95-84. Sophomore B.J. Young netted 16 points, while junior Ricky Scott scored 14 points. The two teams are playing each other again today.
If you haven't already purchased tickets for upcoming Razorback football season, you may have trouble finding those tickets for home games in Fayetteville. The university announced yesterday that for the first time since the last major renovation to Razorback Stadium in 2001, all reserve tickets for home games in Fayetteville have sold out. On top of that, all tickets for the Arkansas-Alabama game September 15th and for the Arkansas-LSU game November 23rd are gone. The Razorbacks open the football season in Fayetteville at 6 p.m. September 1st.
Tonight, there's a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas with a low of 64 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. In the River Valley, expect mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 72 degrees. Tomorrow, expect highs in the lower 90s under partly cloudy skies with a 20 to 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms. The low in northwest Arkansas will be around 66, while the low in the River Valley will be around 73.